Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Doggy's Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner and Cedric are still under the impression that they possess a magic power because they're able to turn out $10 bills on Diogenes Smith's printing press. They've kept their secret from Lum so far, but they've given him their share of the store because they figure they're rich now. Lum is worried about this, and he's also worried about the stranger in town, Mr. Adams, and about the failure of Diogenes to return to Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, it is late at night, and Abner and Cedric are stealthily entering the back door to the feed room. Listen.
Easy now. Don't make too much noise at that door, Cedric. We don't want nobody to hear.
Oh, there ain't nobody out this time of night. Go on in, Mr. Abner.
Doggies, I just keep hoping Dodge and he don't come back all of a sudden. I sure would hate to have him catch us in this feed room.
Oh, shucks. I never can find that light switch. Oh, here it is.
Yeah, that's better. I like it a heap better in here with that light on. Doggies don't seem so spooky.
Spooky?
Yeah, it's so dark outside and all. It seems like I just keep hearing somebody sneaking up on us and... Well, I don't know. There's just something about us having this magic power that sort of scares me, Cedric.
Oh, don't scare me none. I like it. Ain't the one thing I'd rather do than be magic and make these $10 bills. Unless it's beat that pinball machine down at Luke Spears's.
Well, I'll say one thing. It's a heap easier than working for a living.
Oh, hey, by the way, when are we going to go down there, Luke's, and you're going to show me how to win on that machine once? You said you'd do that for me if I'd show you how to make these $10 bills.
Yeah, I will. Maybe tomorrow. I ain't had time to talk to Luke about it yet. But we can't think about that now. We got to get busy and make some money here so we can get back home and get some sleep.
How much are we going to make tonight? About $50,000?
Oh, I don't believe we got enough paper for that, Cedric. I brought some wrapping paper from the store, though. That ought to help some.
Well, that paper's brown. Does that make any difference?
Oh, I don't think so. Long as they got the official printing stuff stamped on them, I reckon the bills will be good. And besides, I figure it may be our magic power will turn the paper the right color.
That's right.
Yeah, come on here. We better get started. Come on now.
Well, can I be the one to run the printing press first?
No, I better do that, Cedric. You can be the one that cuts them out. Hand me some of that paper there so I can put it in the press.
Yes, Mom. I don't get to use my power much. Here.
Well, after a while, you can, Cedric. I see. I'll run off a few $1,000 here, and then you can take over and run off a few thousand.
Yes, well, I hate to wait long, though.
Yeah, well, hurry up now. Get them scissors over there and start cutting.
I'm working on them.
And this time now, don't cut no more of them with the scalloped edges on them, either.
Well, I just done that on a few of them. I'm going to give them to Clarabelle for Valentine's Day.
Valentine?
Yes, Mom. Don't reckon we could get that machine to print some poet stuff on them, do you? Something like, "Oh, Clarabelle, you're sweet and fine. Will you be my Valentine?"
Oh, of course we couldn't, Cedric.
Well, is there any way we could get Clarabelle's picture on there instead of George Washington or whoever this fella is here?
Alexander Hamilton's who the fella is. No, this picture has to be on there. He's some government fella, I think. Besides, this ain't Valentine's Day, no way.
I know, but you can't never tell. They might change it. Fella ought to be ready for them things. I know they changed Thanksgiving.
They did?
Yes, Mom. Is it my turn on the printing press now?
No, I ain't even got $1,000, did yet. You better hurry up now with your cutting. I'm getting way ahead of you, Cedric. Fact is, I believe I'm getting to be one of the best printers there is in this whole part
Abner
of the country.
Abner Peabody, what are you doing here?
Huh? Why, Lum?
What in the name of common sense are you two fellas doing in the feed room? And what are you monkeying around that printing press for?
Well, now, Lum,
you know dad blame well, Dodge, and he's told us nobody is supposed to come in here. You heard him say he didn't want nobody printing on pamphlets for him while he's gone.
Yeah, but we ain't printing no pamphlets.
You're not?
No, sir.
Well, what are you doing there, then?
Why, how did you know we was in here?
Never mind that. I was just doing air warden duty, and I thought I heard a noise back here. But don't change the subject. What are you printing there?
Why, Well, maybe we'll better tell him, Cedric.
Yes, Ma, if he promises not to tell nobody about our magic power. Magic power?
Yeah, that's what it is, Lum. Me and Cedric has got some kind of magic power that allows us to turn out money instead of pamphlets on Dodge and these printing press here.
Yes, Ma. We don't know exactly what we do, but we're rubbing something or doing something magic. Anyway, that's what we get, a whole sheet of these every time. Just look at them.
Yeah, look at them, Lum.
Well, I'll swan to goodness. $10 bill.
Yeah. Just watch here once, Lum. I'll make some more for you.
I can do that, too. So, yeah. That's where them $10 bills has been coming from.
Yeah, right there. Now, look, go ahead, Lum. We got plenty. You can have these.
Wait a minute. Grannies, I can't hardly believe this.
Well, it's a truth. All we do is just pull that handle out.
I don't mean that. I mean, it's hard to believe this about Diogenes. He seemed like such a nice feller and all. Of course, I admit he did act sort of suspicious at times.
What are you talking about, Long?
Well, don't you understand, Abner? Diogenes was a counterfeiter.
A what?
A feller that prints money.
You mean he had magic power, too?
Of course not. He was just a crook, that's all.
Crook?
And all that pamphlet stuff was just to keep us fooled while he was back here printing money.
Huh?
Granny, no wonder he left town so quick that day after I told him I'd been talking to a detective in Hot Springs.
Well, Lum, if Dodge and these can get money out of this thing, he must be magic.
Yes, Mom, that's the way we do it. We rub something on the machine, I don't know what.
No.
No, you don't. There ain't nothing magic about it at all. This is a counterfeiting machine. Makes unlegal money. Them $10 bills you've been making ain't no count.
No count? Why, they are, too. We've been buying stuff with them, or ordering things from the mail order house with them.
Oh, my goodness. Have you been doing that, too, Abner?
Of course I have. What's wrong with that?
Well, don't you see? As soon as the mail order house gets the money, they'll discover it's counterfeit, and then they'll send a policeman out here.
Huh?
The first thing you know, you'll be arrested and get thrown in the penitentiary.
Penitentiary? Oh, my goodness.
Well, if I get thrown in there, I'll just use my magic power to get myself out some way or other.
Cedric, forget about that magic power, because you ain't got none.
Well, now, Lump, exactly what have we did now that ain't right?
Why, you can't make money this way, Abner. Only the government can do that.
Well, we've been doing it.
I know, but there's a law against anybody else doing it. Now you broke that law.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Lump, we never knowed we was doing nothing wrong.
Of course you never. I know that. But the fact is that you've committed a crime. Now we got to study up some way to get you out of it.
Oh, my, oh, my.
Well, I hope they just charge us a big fine, because we could pay that easy. We got plenty of money.
Cedric, you can't use that money. I told you that was illegal, non-void, no good.
You mean all them $10 bills I got buried at home ain't no count?
Wait a minute. Have you got a whole lot more of this stuff at home, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. I got about $40,000 worth, I think.
Well, I got about $20,000 hid under my mattress, Long.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you better get rid of it, Abner. And you better do it fast, too, before somebody finds it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, here, I better get out of here and go on home and do that right now, then.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Burn it up, too, every bit of it.
Yeah, come on, Cedric. We better get out of here and do that.
Well, wait a minute. I want Cedric to stay here and help me destroy this money you got here in the feed room. So you run along, Abner.
Yeah, I'll see you in the morning. Wonderful world.
Wonderful world, Mr. Abner.
Don't say that more, Cedric. Oh, my goodness. Well, come on, we better get busy here.
Say, Mr. Lum, couldn't I just keep out about $50?
No, sir. Can't keep out a cent of it. We got to destroy every single bit of evidence. I reckon we better destroy these here plates on the printing press, too. Don't want no policeman to find them.
We don't, huh?
Of course not. Let's see here. This must be the... How do you work this machine, Cedric?
Oh, you just pull that handle there. You have to put paper in there first, though. Here's a sheet.
Oh, yeah, paper. Then you just pull the handle, huh? Nothing to it.
Well, I'll be. You got $10 bill, too.
Why, sure. It's the only thing you can get on it. Now, Grannies, you know this would be a handy thing to have around the store.
So you could make money on it whenever you needed it?
No, of course not. I mean, we could print up advertising handbills for sales and all such as that. I might even put in a little printing shop. Pine Ridge Printing Corporation, L. Edwards head printer. How do I look doing this, Cedric? It's kind of fun.
Wait a minute. Did you get $10 bills again?
Why, natural. Granny, Cedric, you know these look awful real.
Yes, but I'm afraid not real enough, Edward.
Huh? Why, Mr. Adams, I never heard you come in.
Well, I suppose I should have knocked, but I thought it might be nice if I just surprised you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Adams. I suppose you wonder what all these goings-on is in the store here this time of night.
No, I have a pretty good idea of everything now. I admit that you had me fooled for a while, Edwards. I never suspected that you'd have the printing press right here in the store.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? Who are you anyway, Mr. Adams?
Well, I think this little badge will explain everything. And now,
Now, just a minute, Mr. Adams. You got this all wrong. Abner and Cedric never knowed what they was doing.
Well, I know that Mr. Weehunt here didn't know what he was doing. One talk with him convinced me of that. Nevertheless, I've got to take him along with you.
With me?
Why, certainly. In case you don't know it, Edwards, you're under arrest for being the head of a big counterfeiting ring.
Oh, my goodness.